Hey there, it is Rob from Crypto Bobby, and today I want to talk to you specifically about a price action and some movement on Civic this weekend. What was driving that? How you may have been affected if you own Civic or anything of that nature, and how you could potentially profit off of similar types of moves, and I think what it means for the market in the future, what this type of action means as we continue to go forward. And a few other things, generally speaking, on the cryptocurrency marketplace and kind of where my head's at, what my thoughts are right now. So let's hop into it. If you are new to the channel, hit the subscribe button. I do daily recorded cryptocurrency videos, and then I also do live streams every once in a while where I just pop in, hang out with a bunch of you guys on YouTube Live, and just kind of shoot the shit on crypto. So if you are new, hit the subscribe button so you can get all these videos as soon as they come out. So outside of that, one of the big movers in the past 24 hours or so outside of Sonnen, which is up quite a bit, 70-something percent or so, is Civic. And Civic is up nicely 31% or so, and it's really on specific news here. So the second that Poloniex announced this, that they were adding Civic and Bitcoin trading pairing and Civic and ETH trading pairings to Poloniex, the market, we can take a look here, the market shot up. You can see all this buy volume right here, all this green buy volume. And the price of Civic really moved regardless if you're looking at Bitcoin pairings right here, if you're looking at Ethereum pairings, if you're looking at USDT, if you're looking at dollar tether pairings. Basically, everything moved up in a really nice manner. So I'll pull this up here. And from a percentage perspective, basically when the news of Poloniex adding Civic, it shot the price up about 40%. At one point in time, over 50%, but about 40%. It's now stabilizing around 34% or so up from the time, at least from an ETH pairing perspective. And if we pop over to Bitcoin, we can take a look at how things are looking from a Bitcoin perspective. I mean, you're looking at 40%, now stabilizing around 33% profit from a Bitcoin percentage. So when we are looking at what this means, and I think, really speaking in regards to kind of how things move forward with a crypto, basically with some of these cryptocurrencies that you are evaluating, you are looking at, especially these recent ICOs. So this is something, I mean, if you check out Poloniex's Twitter, they are not adding a lot of coins at this point in time. That was something that previously drove a lot of price action for many cryptocurrencies, but Poloniex and Bittrex have not really added a ton of new cryptocurrency. You can see here, basically in the past month or so, since August, essentially the only things that they've added to Poloniex have been Civic now in the past 24 hours and ZRX project, and then Bitcoin Cash. So those are basically the only things that they've added in the past month and a half or so. And I think that goes to show a little bit of hesitancy from a lot of these exchanges, namely Poloniex, namely Bittrex, especially those based in the United States, is they're going to be in the future much more hesitant to add cryptocurrency, newer cryptocurrencies to these exchanges. But if it is a legitimate cryptocurrency, if it's something that is either, not necessarily headquartered in the United States like Civic is, but if it's something that has a strong founding team, has really strong legal footing, has all the documentation and everything like that in check, then I think they are going to be open to adding those things. But Poloniex and Bittrex, I believe, are going to be very careful and very cautious as far as it goes when they do add new cryptocurrencies. And you can see that with Poloniex here taking, I don't remember the exact date of the Civic ICO and when that took place, but I think it was back in July or so. And it's been this long, September 10th, until they added Civic to the exchange. ZRX, they added that a little bit of time ago. But it's one thing that I think you should be aware of and should be kind of how you try to play into some of these markets in the future is it seems like there's a lot longer of a period now, and there's going to be a lot longer of a period in the future where these exchanges, namely Poloniex, Bittrex, whatever exchanges that you're looking for, are going to be evaluating these cryptocurrencies because they want to make sure that they're not securities. They want to make sure that they have the regulation and everything properly vetted and checked out, because if these cryptocurrencies are securities, and especially if they're if the exchange is headquartered in the United States, then that's going to open them up to a lot of bad news from the Securities and Exchange Commission. And I think the microscope is definitely on cryptocurrencies, and namely recently ICO'd currencies, a lot of these utility currencies that not necessarily like a Bitcoin or an Ethereum or a Litecoin, where, you know, that's pretty clearly a cryptocurrency, but some of these things may be like a, you know, maybe like a Civic or like a Status or, you know, an SNT type token, or a lot of these, or a DNT type token, a lot of these tokens that have some level of utility, but they go maybe a little bit beyond what you're typically seeing with a common cryptocurrency or with more of a currency-based token like a Bitcoin or an Ethereum or a Litecoin or Ripple or something of that nature. So that's one thing that I'm kind of keeping in mind. And how I think you could potentially benefit from this is when you are looking at either recent coins that you've participated in on an ICO, or if you're looking at potentially from the standpoint of investing in the future or investing in recently ICO'd coins, try to pick the ones that you think have a higher likelihood of being added to exchanges. I know that's kind of, you know, maybe a difficult statement in some respects, but a lot of these pumps that happen on these cryptocurrencies are when they get added to an exchange. So that's something that you do want to, in my opinion, you want to keep in mind, is you don't want to go with some of these cryptocurrencies that are going to be sitting on a website like Ether Delta forever. So we can pull up Ether Delta here. I mean, there's a lot of cryptocurrency that recently ICO'd currencies that just don't have a ton of volume now because they don't have a ton of volume, and they're essentially just sitting on Ether Delta waiting for things to happen, basically. And there's a small likelihood that they'll get added to Bittrex or Poloniex because maybe they don't have great legal standing. Maybe they might be considered a security. Maybe there's some things that a Poloniex or Bittrex or your local exchange might be looking to evaluate. But I think that's all important. And you want to find the cryptocurrency, in my opinion, or one of the ways I believe to profit is trying to find those cryptocurrencies that are going to get on the exchanges quicker than the ones that are going to be sitting on Ether Delta forever. And, you know, not necessarily that there's anything wrong with Ether Delta, but I mean, even as you're looking at this right now, this is part of the problem with Ether Delta. Volume, order book, price chart, loading. So if you're on the podcast as well, basically Ether Delta is not loading for me at all. Let's see if I can pull something up here. Pull up another token. See if that changes anything. And at this point, it doesn't look like it's changing anything. Maybe if I refresh, who knows? But I mean, that's, I think you want to, while there's something to be said about centralized exchanges and there being a benefit to decentralization for sure, I think for a lot of people, many, at least in my opinion, or from the sentiment I get, that a lot of people are more comfortable trading on centralized exchanges as of now. You know, I certainly don't advise for storing cryptocurrency on either a centralized or a decentralized exchange, but for the time being, I think that centralized exchanges from a functionality perspective work better, in my opinion, than something like Ether Delta and some of the decentralized exchanges that are out, although hopefully they can improve upon certain things in the future and offer a lot more options and a lot more trading potential for different individuals out there, you know, like yourself and myself. But just kind of, you know, looping back to everything, when you are looking at something like Civic, is it going to... Why in particular was it added to these exchanges? Is there another currency out there that you feel like could be added to a big exchange soon that might not be on exchanges? Is this potentially the start of Poloniex adding more cryptocurrency and having them done due diligence and making sure that these currencies are, you know, something like a Civic has the legal standing that they need to add that in the United States? Certainly something to be said there. But I think that's really going to be, for a lot of people, it's going to be a concern moving forward, is with some of these recent ICOs, is if it doesn't get to certain exchanges quickly, then you're going to have issues with liquidity, you're going to have issues with volume, and you don't necessarily want that. So that's something I'm keeping an eye on as I look at ICO investments, as I look at these cryptocurrencies, is that, you know, is this something that has the potential to be added to an exchange? Is it going to be something that's considered a security by the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission. Is a Poloniex, is a Bittrex, is whatever exchange out there, are they going to be scared to add it to their, basically, are they going to be scared to add it to their system, or is that something that it might be added to? So I'm keeping an eye on that. I would certainly recommend you do as well. And obviously the benefit here is when something like this does get added to a Poloniex or to a Bittrex or to an exchange in Asia or to Korea, to whatever, then a lot of times when you see this, that's the spike you're waiting for. One thing I would say as well, though, and it's not necessarily fully true, but sometimes these spikes are a little bit short-lived, and there's a little bit of euphoria, like, oh wow, something just got added to Poloniex, so now's the time to invest. And we can even, let me see if I can just pull up the Poloniex. So yeah, something gets added to Poloniex, wow, that's going to be fantastic, that's going to be great, but as soon as that happens, or as soon as that kind of that euphoria wears down, it either kind of dies back off or it levels back off in a slower fashion. So if let's say for me personally, Civic is a long term hold from the ICO. But if you are looking at something like a Civic and saying, or if you have any other cryptocurrency like this and you're looking at it, and something like this happens where let's just say, for example, I hold status. I've held status since the ICO. Right now, I'm not massively confident on status's kind of long-term potential as of right now, or just even from an investment perspective. I mean, just simply look at these charts. Here, this was actually when status got added to a couple different exchanges in Asia. Huge green spikes. And then has just had this slow bleed out for the past, let me pull up the 1 day charts for you guys. But basically he's had a slow bleed down for the past month or so, where I can take a look here. There really hasn't been any positive news or, positive action on status in the past month or so. So, with that being said, how I look at certain things here is, if I'm looking to exit my status position, I have a position built up now. If I'm looking to exit my status position, a great time to do that would be if positive news like a new exchange, like it being added to a new exchange, comes out. For the most part, status is on a lot of the, a lot of the bigger exchanges. It's on Bittrex. It's not on Poloniex, but it's on a number of decent sized exchanges there. SNT is on a number of decent sized exchanges. So let's just say tomorrow Poloniex announces that they are adding SNT to the exchange, and the price goes from about 3 cents all the way up to maybe 5 cents. That, in my opinion, might be a good time to just quickly take those profits, get out, move on, and find a new position. If that's something where, for me personally, if that was a place where I'm looking to exit, I'm debating that right now for full transparency. I think at this point in time, it's kind of down to a place where I might as well hold, but you certainly want to. I think it's a good thing to just evaluate. And when something like that happens, if don't get sucked into the excitement, if you've been looking to exit your position. So let's just say in the example for Civic, if you are looking to get out of Civic and this news comes out, spikes the price, goes from being worth about 40 cents or 35 cents US dollars to about 50 cents. And now you're like, oh wow, maybe things are turning around. Things are great. If you wanted to get out, use that time to get out. It never hurts to take a profit. It never hurts to sell when the market or when that specific cryptocurrency is rocketing up. So that's kind of my thought process there, is I might additionally use some of these types of events in the future as areas to exit positions, because the market doesn't always, it's not always something that like lasts, that euphoria of having that specific exchange addition doesn't always last. It's not always the biggest deal in the long run, but it does typically lead to, whether it's a 30, 40% price spike in the meantime. If you've been eating some losses, take that 30, 40% price spike, get out and go do something else. So that's kind of my thought process there, and a little bit of what I'm thinking about as well. Now, outside of Civic and Poloniex and getting added to new exchanges, for the most part, this market has been an interesting one this weekend. There's definitely been a slow, in my opinion, looks like it's kind of a slow bleed down, a little bit of a slow sell-off. You have Bitcoin, for the most part, under Bitcoin is under 4,200. Ethereum, depending upon the exchange, though. And there's definitely some... I'll pull up GDAX and not coin market cap here, but there's definitely some differences in terms of the cost or the price of some of these cryptocurrencies when you're looking at the US exchanges versus as some additional exchanges. So, you know, we can take a look at Bitfinex. The price is different than right now what the it's about a $50 difference between Bitfinex and GDAX. There's a $40 difference between Poloniex and GDAX. So there's definitely not necessarily arbitrage opportunities, but at the same point in time, there's certainly some different valuations in or some differing valuations in what you're seeing right now in the Bitcoin and in Ethereum markets. But overall, since the pushback up on the beginning of September about a week ago, it's kind of been this slow sell-off. And then with the China news, the China rumors, I should say, that's led to kind of an even greater movement down. But for the most part, it hasn't been a great week in total. You can see here, it's basically been mostly red days for the past 7 or 8. And as I continue to look forward here, I'm not necessarily optimistic at this point in time, but I am remaining cautious. So, I'm looking at these markets at this point in time, whether it's Bitcoin, whether it's Ethereum, and I'm pulling the old kind of the old hold, basically closing my eyes, holding it a little bit, but at the same point in time, I'm trying to remain very much cautious as far as what is going on with these basically with these cryptocurrencies, because I think there is the potential for us to see a big market correction. And while obviously we've already had a market correction from 400 down to 300 with Ethereum, and from 5,000 down to 4,300 for Bitcoin, there's potentially room for more movement. But I didn't sell at the top. I've held throughout, so I don't necessarily want to sell towards the bottom or anything of that nature. So I'm at this point in time just kind of keeping an eye on things. I think there's certain barriers that if we potentially break below, that's going to be psychologically bad news for a lot of people. They're going to take some profits, they're going to exit their positions, and especially for new people in the space, that I think this rise up to 5,000 has brought a lot of newbies in the cryptocurrency into the world, and a lot of people have bought up here at this $4,500 plus range, and they're going to see losses and they're going to get pretty scared. And I think that's going to lead people to some potential panic sales just because they're not used to the volatility and the craziness of the cryptocurrency marketplace. So I'm just staying with my eye on what's going on. Do I think that there's a greater correction coming? It's possible. It's certainly possible. It wouldn't doubt me, or I wouldn't doubt it at all in any sense, but I'm going to hold through kind of for multiple reasons. But whether it's paying capital gains tax right now, I'm just kind of have done some math in terms of when it makes sense to take that tax, or when it makes sense, a short-term tax versus long-term holding. So I'm looking at certain things like that as far as that is concerned. If you are new to the channel though, definitely hit the subscribe button. I hope you found this video helpful today, talking about Civic, why it spiked that 30-40% movement up, being added to Poloniex. As you can see here, that was really the cause of the spike. And then you can see all these kind of people in the, you see all the people in the comments saying, yeah, add this crypto, add this crypto, add this crypto. So hoping for that same spike. So it'll be interesting to see what crypto might spike up in the future from there, potentially getting added to a Poloniex or to a Bittrex. But keep an eye on things moving forward. If you guys have any questions at all, sound off in the comments. Happy to take those questions. And again, if you are new here, hit the subscribe button. Thank you so much for your time today. Rob from Crypto Bobby signing out. I hope you have a great day. Peace.